It's your All About Symbian podcast with me, Ewan Spence. Joined today from Sony Ericsson's developer world, Mimis Olsen.
Smartphone Show 2006, joined now by...
I'm Mimis Olsen. I'm responsible for marketing and PR for Sony Ericsson Developer World.
Tell us a bit about the background of the Developer World, because obviously Sony Ericsson make phones and it runs Symbian OS with UIQ and you can program on them, so why have the Developer World?
Sony Ericsson Developer World is a global support program for third-party application developers. It acts as a main catalyst to ensure that we have attractive applications and content readily available in time for product launches, and also as an extended offering for download to mobile phones after consumers have purchased them. So the purpose of Sony Ericsson Developer World is to supply technical documentation, tools, software development kits, tips, tricks, and code samples. On the website sonyericsson.com/developer, developers can download everything that they need to get started with applications developments for Sony Ericsson phones, including our new UIQ 3-based phones.
I mean, one of the criticisms of Symbian OS, that there are a few unfortunately, is that when you get down to the sort of developer, there's a lot of duplication. I mean, you have Forum Nokia that does a similar thing, you have yourself that does a similar thing. God bless them, Sendo had their Sendo developer program as well. I mean, and there's always a, well, you can program for all the devices with minimal changes, so should they choose you over Forum Nokia or any of the other partners, developer sections?
I think that most developers are probably members of several different programs, and why not? I mean, I think it's beneficial for consumers to see that there are applications available for many different handsets, and any way that developers can make more money through having their applications available for as many handsets as possible on the market, I think is good for the developer industry. So in order to make money, I think they will need to make sure that their applications are available for as many phones as possible, including Sony Ericsson ones and our competitors. So
what sort of success stories have you had in the last year?
At the Symbian Smartphone Show last year, we announced the new UIQ 3 platform and the first phone, the P990 smartphone, to the global developer community. This was done deliberately quite long in advance of market launch, actual commercial availability of the phone, just because we realized that this is a completely new Symbian OS platform version and also a new UIQ platform version. So it would require more work to get developers started on the new platform. It requires a totally new code base than previous UIQ versions. And the whole the new Symbian OS version 9.1 is also based on a new platform security. So we realized it would require more work from developers, so we needed to get them all the specifications quite long in advance. So if we hadn't done that, I think we wouldn't today have more than 150 applications available for our UIQ 3-based phones from the Sony Ericsson application shop and also from other independent software sites such as Handango, or even All About Symbian has partners too, right?
Yeah, Handango. So did it depress the UIQ 2 third-party software? You know, you had this introduction, everybody knew the P990 was coming. We didn't expect it to take so long, and I don't think Sony Ericsson did either, but new platform and everything. Does that mean UIQ 2 kind of lost out in the third-party applications with everybody getting ready for UIQ 3?
I wouldn't say so. I think in the time during the time it has taken to get the new UIQ 3 phones out to market, we have still seen additional applications being developed for UIQ 2, and over a course of time, the P910 will still be available. So, but of course, I think that Sony Ericsson we underestimated the time it would take to really implement this new platform and the complexity of the platform, the security mechanisms, the whole multimedia framework, etc. And it's been a work that both Symbian and UIQ Technology and Sony Ericsson has had to undertake, and it I think all of us kind of underestimated the complexity of it all.
So you're ready to drive forward now?
Absolutely, and I think that the initial uptake of downloads and sales for applications in the Sony Ericsson application shop for the new UIQ 3 phones show a strong trend and continued interest in third-party applications. History has shown, operator feedback and download statistics from the likes of Handango last year for our previous UIQ phones showed that the average revenue per user for UIQ-based phones were as much as 4 to 5 times higher than for regular voice-centric phones. So it showed that the consumers were really keen on using their smartphones to their fullest potential, and they were, I guess, less price-sensitive than for mass-market type of phones. And we see that the initial uptake now with downloads from the Sony Ericsson application shop supports a continued trend and a continued interest in third-party applications. The average purchase order is over $42, which is quite a lot higher than download statistics for other types of phones on the market, as we have seen in various reports.
Now, a lot of that, possibly, in my opinion, is because the P-Series was obviously the sort of computer that had a phone in it, as opposed to the phone that happened to have a computer at the back of it that you don't know about, that may have come from other competitors. So are you seeing a breakdown there? Are those UIQ 3 sales across the board on the M600, the P990, and the... Is the Walkman phone publicly out yet? Just about, yeah. I mean, are you seeing it's equally over those three, or is it still concentrated on the P-Series users that are using the extra functionality?
This initial download sales of applications is accounting for the P990 and the M600. The W950 Walkman phone that you mentioned will start shipping in the next few weeks. So the initial sales here is for the M600 messaging device and the P990. So the best-selling applications, we have had an announcement here at the Symbian Smartphone Show with the market uptake around UIQ 3 applications. So there's a press release showing all the types of applications that we have decided to preload as try and buy versions on the memory stick, or as in the case of the W950, there will be an application CD in the product box where consumers can enjoy as trial versions a number of different applications, and if they are interested they can download the full versions from the Sony Ericsson application shop. So this is a way to help developers start making money on their applications and showcase the applications directly to the consumers as they open the phone and they open the box. And we have seen that this these try and buy versions have helped generate more sales and more interest in downloading other types of applications in the application shop too. Once they are there, they discover that there's a wealth of different types of applications.
So those try and buy applications, do you like have a great like sort of American Idol, pop idol way of recruiting them, or do you actually go out and cherry pick the ones and say to people, we'd like your demo version to be in here, let's work together to get it in?
Yes, we certainly cherry pick the developers. Of course, it's important to have really high quality applications that we feel that we can recommend to consumers, because when we decide to preload applications on the memory stick, it becomes the consumer's perception that it's part of the phone offering. So then, of course, we want to cherry pick the partners that we believe have some of the best applications on the market. But it's been an interesting ride in the development phase here for the new UIQ 3-based phones, and we certainly appreciate all the work that the early partners have gone through, and we know that they had to go through some of the early pains, I would say, since they were the first ones developing for this platform. But now that we have done all the work and the phones are out there, I'd like to encourage the rest of the developer community to go to sonyericsson.com/developer/Symbian to really download the software development kits. There's one specific software development kit for OpenGLES development too. So we are now, thanks to UIQ 3 and that platform, we have been able to create products that addresses different consumer segments. So you will see that it's not just the traditional business users that we are targeting now, that we have been with the traditional P series of smartphones, but also more mass market volumes with the W950 Walkman phone, for instance.
It's fair to say that you're going to have more, you know, UIQ 3 devices announced. Ooh, probably what, March, April next year, or some kind of. I mean, are there going to be updates, or is Sony Ericsson looking to go into new areas? I mean, we've seen a messaging device, now we've seen a music device, we've seen a business device. Do you now focus on those areas, or do you spread yourself even thinner and have more families of devices at UIQ 3?
Interesting question. I guess you'll.
I'm trying to hedge around. Go and tell us what's coming.
I'll think you'll have to wait and see for specific product announcements in the future. But yes, you will see new UIQ 3 phones from Sony Ericsson. That's we're committed to Symbian OS and using UIQ, so that's no secret. I think. In the future, there's likely you might see a different type of form factors, or it could be, of course, we're all the time looking to evolve technology and get more processing power and, constantly better screen quality and all the things that make mobile technology evolve all the time. So we certainly, our R&D department is looking into various different areas to get something really attractive and newsy in the future.
You know, on a personal point of view, the great thing that I always had about the P series was those devices had everything. So they had the camera, they had the memory, they had the memory stick, they had the screen. If you had a P series device on Symbian OS up through to about 8, you knew you had a device that had everything. Now, with the messaging device, there's no camera. The Walkman device doesn't have a camera and doesn't have a memory stick. Yeah, you're not guaranteed to have every feature set in a phone. You know, in the case of the Nokia Series 60 phones, you know, you have to choose whether you want a good enterprise device or whether you want to carry a camera with you. You can't have one phone as a lifestyle phone when you do everything. You know, do you think that that sort of, you have a messaging device but there's no camera on it? Okay, businesses ask for it, but do the end users not want a camera and a messaging device as well?
There's always been, consumers have certainly different needs and preferences. Some people, although they there are fewer of them today, They say that I don't need a camera. I don't take particularly many pictures. But of course, I mean, imaging is an important part of Sony Ericsson's portfolio, and we have included digital cameras in a lot of our phones. But to answer your question specifically for the M600, for instance, we've seen really strong demand from the enterprise market and also from more individual business users that really require a high-quality messaging device that can allow them to become more productive and use various office applications, being able to not only read your emails but actually open attachments, maybe read and edit your office documents like PowerPoints, Excel sheets and Word files, and then store them in the original Microsoft format. So those are some of the benefits of having a UIQ-based phones with a very strong platform and based on the open Symbian OS.
But you could also get that in the P990, which has a camera.
Yes, of course.
So the question is, does this sort of rationalization of feature sets, do you think it devalues? Because, yeah, people say, I don't need a camera, but they're out and about with their daughter and they suddenly realize that they've picked up the wrong phone that morning. You know, do you think that this sort of fracturing of feature sets is going to devalue the brand, as it were?
I don't think so. We've been very successful with introducing the Walkman and the Cybershot brands into the portfolio. I think one of the important aspects here is to note that we don't really see that we have reduced some of the important functionality from the P990 in order to create other phones. It's really about the other way around, addressing new consumer needs or new needs for demands from the market. And thanks to UIQ 3 being able to address some of those market demands with the more powerful Symbian-based platform, which we might not have had the chance to do in the past.
And there's always the business concern at that sort of high level that we don't want people coming in and taking pictures of documents instead of photocopying them. So can we have one without a camera, for example?
Yeah, exactly. Like some security concerns from companies where I think that you're perfectly right there. So one of the advantages from a development perspective is with UIQ 3 is that you can potentially target all of these three phones with the same piece of code and get it Symbian signed just once and have it run on all three phones. So that's a very strong treat, I would say, for the developers to target this type of phones. There's always going to be different consumer needs, and the key point, I think, is that we need to get different price points. If all the phones had the same number of features and include everything, we would have just one price point on the market. And today we see that some markets demand slightly cheaper phones, or some consumer segments or even enterprises need to be very cost aware. And if there are options where they can allow their workforce to be really productive, but maybe not include some of the features that they don't have to have in their work life, then some companies will choose that option instead. So there's, I think, freedom of choice and having various choices is something that's important, and different price points and addressing different segments of the market is key here.
Now, location-free, for those of you who are not familiar with it, basically is going to allow you to use your P990 to watch something from home with a little box that sits next to your router and cable box. Now, it's something that originally came out of the PSP, doesn't it?
Location-free TV is something that Sony has a product called Location-Free TV Base Station. It's essentially... It's something you plug into your TV outlet, which also has a wireless LAN functionality, or it's IP based, so that you can communicate with. We decided to include a software on the P990 smartphone, taking advantage of the wireless LAN functionality. And this client communicates with the location-free TV base station that allows you to watch your favorite TV programs from back home while you are traveling. So you could sit in New York and watch Swedish news on your P990 in a hotspot, for instance, on Manhattan.
So you've got that cooperation now between departments in Sony. I mean, if you now look at Sony, obviously, at some point, somebody's going to go mobile gaming, the PSP, why can't we have that on a phone? Maybe they're going to go to Sony's Kinect store. Is that going to connect through to the Walkman 950 brand for music purchases? Do you think you're going to get more connections through other departments and get more synergy through these devices in the next year or two?
Certainly, I think we collaborate with both of our parent companies, both with Ericsson and with Sony, and we've been very successful in using some of the strengths from both of the companies and make it to something unique for Sony Ericsson phones. When it comes to Sony, we are collaborating with Sony BMG, for instance, to provide music content and artists. We also recently announced a new music promotional space called MBUS from Sony Ericsson, where we collaborate with Sony ATV Publishing to really help break new artists and more like underground bands and up-and-coming artists that not so many are familiar with, perhaps. So those are some initiatives in the, and obviously the Walkman and Cybershot brands has allowed us to use really powerful and well-known brands among consumers that stands for high quality, and to introduce that to the mobile market has proven to be very successful. And both the Walkman phones and the Cybershot phones have significantly contributed to the record profits that Sony Ericsson just announced for the third quarter. So you will certainly see more collaboration with both of our parent companies in the future. And there's one area that we're looking into for the next few years is the home mobile convergence area, where the location free TV is just one first step towards in that concept, I would say.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2006.